Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Chick-fil-A's sizzle is starting to fizzle. It looks like it's been on a slow fade over several years. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, you've all heard about Chick-fil-A, and some of you may have one opinion versus another opinion. Some of you may have an opinion that they're just moving into a general direction of funding homelessness, providing food banks, and also education, and that's a good thing. Certainly no one can argue against funding, helping those particular areas. Some of you then may say, on the other hand, there's so much evidence out there that it's far deeper than this, and I think it's the latter. We're going to be talking about this and going into some detail about it, but Matt, we have now learned so much about Chick-fil-A, and it looks like things began to progress after 2012. If you go back to 2012, this was the year that Dan Cathy, the son of Truett Cathy, was interviewed on a local radio station, and he was asked a very simple question: what do you believe about marriage? And he says, I believe what the Bible says, that marriage is the union of a man and woman. Pretty straightforward, pretty simple. Well, that statement got picked up, and then Chick-fil-A became a target. Governor Mike Huckabee then organized the famous, very successful Chick-fil-A Day, August 1, 2012. And I was one that went to a Chick-fil-A.
So I remember I was there too.
I did too.
And Chick-fil-A just took off. Its business skyrocketed.
It was their biggest day, wasn't it?
Their biggest day in history up to that time. I don't know if they had one that's ever exceeded that. Yeah. Well, Governor Huckabee now says that he regrets ever doing it because of what Chick-fil-A has now become. 2 years later, the same Dan Cathy was asked about that quote, and he says, I regret making that statement. I'm not sure how you can regret making a statement that the Bible and Jesus say that marriage is the union of a man and woman. But he regretted it, and that's what he said. And then they began to defund certain organizations. One would be the Paul Anderson Youth Home. Interestingly, Matt, this Paul Anderson Youth Home is a Christian home. And Paul Anderson actually got his first corporate funding from Chick-fil-A because he had gone to the Dwarf restaurant in Georgia, which was the original Chick-fil-A restaurant where Truett Cathy was. And he ended up meeting Truett Cathy, becoming a friend, and Truett wanted to fund Paul Anderson's Home for the Youth. It's a Christian organization. But then unfairly, it got targeted as being a, quote, anti-gay or anti-LGBT organization because it believes in marriage as the union of a man and a woman. They then said, we're not going to fund that organization anymore because of that.
Yeah. And going back to, you know, to the history with Truett Cathy, and I have to believe Truett Cathy would be rolling over in his grave right now. You know, Chick-fil-A is known for their waffle fries. They're beginning to be known now for just simply waffling, and they are waffling bad here. They're backpedaling, and because they want to be apparently loved by the world. And why, and you have to ask, why has God blessed them so much, Matt?
Yeah,
I believe it's because they have shown fidelity to biblical principles.
Yeah, I mean, they're like the number three on the fast food list, aren't
overall, but they have fewer outlets.
Yeah.
They're number one per capita.
And they're closed on Sunday, yeah.
Number one fast food restaurant per capita in the country.
So you see how they've been blessed. So then you question, well, why would you backpedal?
When you won the war, why did you ultimately give in?
Hand over your weapon and say, okay.
And so what happened after August 1 is, you remember, Floyd Corkins went to the Southern Poverty Law Center's website. He saw the hate map, and there he saw Family Research Council. So
the Southern Poverty Law Center hate map.
Yeah, the Southern Poverty Law Center hate map. There's the Family Research Council. There were other organizations there on the list, too. He went to the office of Family Research Council in Washington, D.C. He was going to kill people there. He had a list of two or three others. He never got to those because he was ultimately stopped by the security guard who was shot in the process. He had Chick-fil-A sandwiches. He was going to rub them in the faces of the dead corpse. while he then went on to do his mass murder at other places on the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate map. And he testified, he actually admitted under questioning, and the video is out there for everyone to see, that the reason why he targeted FRC is because of the Southern Poverty Law Center's hate map. Well, guess what? Chick-fil-A, among other things, funded the Southern Poverty Law Center as recently as 2017. There's no question by 2017 where the SPLC is in terms of their ideology. They want to destroy organizations that they list as hate. They list them that way because they don't agree with them on the marriage issue or LGBT.
We're included in that.
Yeah, we're included in that.
And so was the Family Research Council.
Yeah,
so Chick-fil-A is donating the Chick-fil-A Foundation, I think, advisory board is donating.
Well, here's what this, you know, they came out, they didn't denounce the donation. They said, well, that was based on a recommendation by somebody on their advisory board.
Here's a volunteer member.
Here's two issues. Number one, why would you have somebody on your advisory board that supports the SPLC?
And has check-writing ability.
Well, they don't have check-writing ability. Number two, person on the advisory board and low-level employees don't have the ability to sign checks and transfer funds of an organization. That's only a couple people in the entire organization that have that authority.
At the very top.
Yeah, that has to be the very top because that's what banks require. That's security. You can't just go into a bucket of cash and walk it over to the SPLC. Someone authorized that of high level.
And ostensibly, the board would have had to have voted for that authorization.
Well, they'd have to vote for authorizing the individuals to have that authority. And
right.
By the way, did you ever hear them say, you know, that's a mistake. We're going to reevaluate our process. We're never going to do that again. No, they didn't. But it doesn't stop there because they said, we're not going to fund Salvation Army for the same reason. We're not going to fund Family or Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Because they are also listed as anti-gay. They want to move into bigger markets. And they're getting some pushback from the LGBT group. So they came out with a targeted exclusive interview on BizNow. And that's when Tim Tassopoulos, the president and COO, said, we want to make it clear who we are. As we're moving into these new areas, Canada, Europe, other parts of the United States, we want to make it clear who we are. We're not going to fund FCA. We're not going to fund Salvation Army. But here's one organization that we will fund. And they put it out there as an example, and it's Covenant House International. Oh my goodness. You don't have to spend much time to find out where Covenant House International is. And they're the ones who put it out as an example. And Covenant House International is a very radical pro-LGBT organization. It actually, in some of its training programs that it instituted along with Cindy Lauper's organization, True Colors, where they do an evaluation as to how sensitive they are to the LGBT issues. They required some of their employees to wear pronoun buttons so that you would be able to know what pronoun is their preferred pronoun. So a girl could be wearing a button with he or vice versa or they or whatever else they wanted as a pronoun, they would have to wear that and you would call them by whatever pronoun that they decide.
But the thing is, Matt, like the Salvation Army is much larger, has a much larger reach. They help people in homelessness. Plus, they're giving them the gospel while they're there. So I don't understand the difference unless it's the LGBT agenda they're looking for.
It's the pressure. It's the pressure. And so they cave to the paper tiger. And so they yank defeat from the jaws of victory.
Yeah, and, you know, they want to go into Canada to open up 14, 15 new market, new places there. So what they did is they hired a very pro-LGBT lobbying group to open up some of those doors in Canada. It's the same group that pushed same-sex marriage in Canada when the Christian community was saying, no, we want nothing to do with that. Well, they went in and hired this other organization that undermined the Christian community in Canada. It's all about expanding their corporate footprint. What we also know is that their 990, which is their IRS filing, shows that they have funded a number of organizations, like for example, a millennial organization, to the youth. This is a millennial organization that is a progressive organization, pro-LGBT organization. They're funding organizations that are pro-abortion. They're funding organizations that support drag queen story hours. They're funding organizations that support the pride parades. We have photographs on the website of Covenant House, for example, that are offensive. Not only the website, but their Facebook. Here's what we want to do. Go to lcaction.org, because it's hard to call Chick-fil-A or even get in contact with anybody there. So we have a petition. We're sending it to the board, and we're praying that Chick-fil-A changes back to its original vision of Truett Cathy. Go to lcaction.org for that petition and pray that Chick-fil-A returns back to its founding Christian principles.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.